Has someone ever forgiven you when you knew you didn't deserve it? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. There are some mistakes you wish you could take back, some words you wish you hadn't said, some relationships you wonder if they'll ever be fixed. And sometimes a good thing happens. We do get the forgiveness we needed for those times, but we know we didn't deserve. Today's Devo reminds us how God forgave us first. It's called Seeing the Face of God by Taylor Ising. The story of Jacob and Esau is a roller coaster. These twin brothers started fighting before they were even born. Jacob's name can be translated trickster, and he lived up to it. Jacob stole Esau's birthright, the unique privileges Esau had as the firstborn, and later tricked their dying father into giving him Esau's special blessing too. It's no wonder Esau wanted to kill his brother. Jacob had stolen Esau's inherited property, power, and prestige. Because of Jacob's wrongdoing and Esau's anger, their relationship was broken, and Jacob feared it would never be fixed. But 20 years after Jacob stole Esau's blessing, God did something amazing. He brought Jacob and Esau back together, and he reconciled them. Upon hearing Esau was on his way, Jacob was terrified to meet with his brother, thinking he might kill him. But on the night before the brothers met, God appeared to Jacob. Jacob wrestled with God all night. Later, Jacob said, "I saw God face to face, and yet my life was spared." That's Genesis 32:30, if you want to check it out. Then, when the brothers saw each other the next day, Esau ran to Jacob, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. They even wept together. Jacob told Esau, "To see your face is like seeing the face of God." This doesn't mean Esau looked like God. It means Jacob recognized how deeply he had wronged his brother and how little he deserved Esau's forgiveness. So when Esau forgave Jacob, it was a reminder of God's undeserved forgiveness. Our God is a reconciler. We, like Jacob, have committed wrongs against God that we can never hope to make right. But God loves us, and he wants to be with us. So from the time Adam and Eve first sinned, God has been reconciling his people to himself, first through the law, priests, and prophets, and ultimately through Jesus' death and resurrection. And one day, Jesus will return, resurrecting us from the dead so we can enjoy being with him for all eternity. Every time we reconcile with someone, we get a glimpse of that ultimate reconciliation. And if God reconciled Jacob and Esau, he can reconcile anyone. All right, let's think about this for a second. Why does God care about our broken relationships with other people? Reconciliation doesn't always happen overnight. It took 20 years for Jacob and Esau. When we're waiting on reconciliation, how can the hope we have in Jesus give us comfort? Now, as you and I can read in Colossians 1:20, "And through him, Jesus, to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross." Dig into the Bible for yourself and read Genesis 27:41-45, and then also chapter 33, verses 1 through 11. Then skip over to the New Testament, Romans 5:6-11, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. Some listeners have been doing the summer reading challenge all summer long, but August is still a great time to start, so you don't want to miss out. This is your last chance to join the challenge, to grow in your faith, and enter to win a point-and-shoot camera, a devotional book and journal, and a Bindi plushie. So find out more and sign up now at unlocked.org/summer. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, how the little thoughtless comments we make can do the worst damage to others. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.